Hello and welcome to Geek History Lesson Extra. I'm Jason Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson.
I'm forgetting all our openings today.
I don't know what's going on. Any openings.
Thank you so much for your support on Patreon, and we hope you are excited as we are to talk more to the lovely Hal Rudnick.
Oh, glad to be here, you guys. It's just an absolute pleasure. Time of my life.
It's been minutes since you were last
yes.
here.
did you expect the Geek History Lesson on Marvel Phase 4 that you were involved with to get that nerdy?
Knowing you guys, yes. I mean, everything you touch is nerdy, and that in the best way possible.
Okay. I don't know if that's a good thing.
Yeah, no, it's a very good thing. You've made your life into just celebrating things that you love and doing this. So you can't beat that. I think they call that living the dream, right? having been a veteran of the Red Shirt Diaries, I knew there was some nerddom to be had.
Nice.
I hope I didn't completely fall on my face talking.
No, you were fine.
Guys.
You were fine. We really wanted like an outside nerd perspective, just somebody who loves the movies and seen the movies and what they would come up with. Because we thought about doing it just ourselves, but if immediately we were like, no, like it'll get way too nerdy and way too like.
We also thought ours would be too similar.
Yeah, we also, that was another thing
too.
They
wound up not being. I was happy about that.
Yeah, yeah. So has there ever been like a nerd thing that you have been into? Because I know you're big into sports,
mm-hmm.
but back in the day or even now, like has there been a thing, like did you ever collect baseball cards? Were there any toys you collected?
Oh, yeah. As a kid, I collected baseball cards for sure. I had a lot of autographs, like baseball and sports autographs. And then I was also into several comics, primarily Punisher War Journal, and G.I. Joe. I was a huge G.I. Joe fan. Loved the comics growing up. And then, by extension of that, the action figures. I had so many G.I. Mm-hmm. Joe figures, and I still have them around. And I brought a couple years ago when I went back home to New Jersey, I live in Los Angeles now, but I found a big bag of my G.I. Joe figures. And, man,
did they make it back to Los Angeles?
Yes.
Were they well loved?
They'd been just chilling. They'd been just chilling over the years in a box. And I'm like, oh, I love these guys. I had to bring them back. I did lose my hooded Cobra Commander though.
Oh man, I never had that figure either.
Oh yeah, that guy.
Did you ever have the Cobra base? That giant Cobra
base?
Oh
yeah, the Terradrome.
Yeah, yep. Is that what it's called? Yeah, yeah.
I had the Terradrome. I had the USS flag, the aircraft carrier.
I know, yeah.
Oh man, that was the greatest Hanukkah gift I ever got.
That's the bar.
Yes. On the eighth day of Hanukkah, which that is the day that my parents would give me my number one gift, the big gift.
Mm-hmm.
I got the G.I. Joe aircraft carrier one year, and we built it. We had a basement, like an unfinished basement in the house, and like down, I got to set it up down there. It's like 6 or 7 feet long.
Yeah,
it's huge. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. And countless missions and battles, and,
nice.
And then maybe even interdimensional battles with like He-Man or WWE or Marvel figures.
Which He-Man figures did you have?
Oh, I had a bunch. Beast Man, Manny Faces, Man at Arms. That was my heyday. And then also, I loved my Voltron. I had a Voltron.
Oh man,
are you watching
the
new series?
Yeah, I watched. I watched the first. Is there a second season
yet?
Yeah, I haven't seen the second season, but the first season was great. It was just so well drawn. I'm glad they didn't try to go crazy to change it from the first one. Mm-hmm. I thought it really did justice to the kind of the Voltron we loved back in the day.
Now you go to Comic-Con every year.
Yes,
Screen Junkies, all that stuff like that. What's your favorite thing about Comic-Con, or what's your favorite thing to do or find or buy? And then what's your least favorite?
Oh, my favorite thing is definitely meeting fans. It's like I mean, it touches me that like the stuff that we do in a bubble here in, you know, in an office building or in an apartment or wherever is like it makes an impact. And then you go to these things and people are just they are excited by the content you make and to, you know, to just meet you. And like I'm touched that they have that reaction, and it's just this this cycle of everybody's excited because, like, man, I love it. I am thrilled to just like just you know shoot the shit with people, take pictures, do these panels. That's the best. Well, probably the biggest bummer down there, just like. Oh, so many people, and just like
there are like, too many
like,
people. Wait,
like it is tiring.
Yeah,
you need like days to recover. Mm-hmm. And when I'm down there, like it is nonstop busting ass, hosting panels, doing man on the street, interviewing people, watching panels to get information to share on a live streaming thing that we're gonna do, and then. Yeah, and last year we took over a bar and called it Screen Junkie Central, and we had live panels and all sorts of events going on there. So it's super nonstop. It's exhausting, but exhilarating at the same time.
I feel you. My Comic-Con is about the same.
Yeah.
Like it's either running back and forth for interviews or, it's just constant like walking. I usually check my pedometer every year to see if I can beat the previous year. Last year I was walking like 28,000 steps a day.
Wow.
Yeah.
It was insane. Is there anything, what's the weirdest thing you've bought at a Comic-Con?
Please say it was a piece of fan art of yourself.
Oh man, that would be pretty sweet. The weirdest thing I've bought at Comic-Con. You know, usually I'll walk out of there with, a few t-shirts because it's a good place to find like those niche t-shirts. Mm-hmm. Like if you can find like, I love t-shirts that are like mashups of like Star Wars and The Wire or something. And I also love some of the indie art you can find there. Mm-hmm. Like I've gotten and seeing friends and buying their books down there. But the weirdest thing, man, I'll probably let you down and not like it's like t-shirts.
Trying to think of what the weirdest thing is that I have ever bought at San Diego too. That's a tough question.
It is a tough question. But I mean, there surely is going to be like an action figure or something like that or just something weird. I know one time. Well, it's not really weird, but I thought it was just like interesting. I bought a Hal Jordan a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. He was split in half.
Yeah.
And, like, oh yeah.
And one side of him was a Green Lantern, the other side of him was a Blue Lantern, which is another thing. And I just had never seen it before, so that's why I bought it. I was like, I've never seen this before, so I'm gonna pick it up.
I bought that Total Justice Robin, where he's in that dumb pose.
Oh, Total Justice is this, like, in the 90s DC, that's what they did for their action figure line. They called it Total Justice.
Yeah.
And they're terrible action figures. But at the time—
I acted out on this audio podcast.
Yeah, in the time of the 90s, that was— it's the pose that Ashley is doing where your right arm is forcibly high.
Cocked.
Cocked. And your left arm is forcibly— but there's no elbow joints, and there's no knee joints.
And they don't stand because their stance is so wide.
But in the 90s, it was the only thing that WB made to combat like all the X-Men action figures and the Spider-Man action figures. So like if you're a DC fan, that's all you had.
Yeah. Right.
But if you look at them now, you're just like, these are terrible toys.
Yeah, but I'm trying to collect every Robin action figure ever, so I bought it.
Yeah.
Oh, one cool thing that I bought down there was I got my ex-girlfriend Big Trouble in Little China t-shirt.
Oh, nice.
Which it was, James Hong, I think his name is Lo Pan. Is that the name of the character from Big Trouble
in
Little China?
Yeah.
It had a really cool Lo Pan and a dragon on it.
For a second, I was going to say, like, I thought you meant he was there and he signed it or something like that. he's sometimes there.
I'll tell you something weird. About 6 years ago, I did a movie with James Hong. I acted in. It's called The Lost Medallion. And you can, I think you can see it on YouTube and might still be on Netflix. I play a villain chasing children through the jungles of Thailand. We shot it in Thailand.
You actually shot in Thailand?
For a month and a half.
Wow.
Yeah, it was an amazing experience. And James Hong, who you'll immediately recognize as just a classic Asian American actor who's been in so many things.
Mm-hmm. He was the restaurant attendant in Seinfeld.
Yep.
In the Japanese restaurant.
Oh,
Chinese
yeah.
restaurant. Yeah, it's him.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. And Big Trouble in Little China. And he goes back, like, he's living history of Hollywood. He was in the Charlie Chan series back in the either the 50s or early 60s. And he's just talking to him. It's, yeah, opening a history book. He's
nice.
A wonderful guy to work with. So, but I found that T-shirt and that was a pretty cool find.
Now, Hal, my final question to you would be, is there a character out there, a nerdy character, can be like Star Wars, Star Trek, uh-huh. comic books, Marvel, DC, whatever you want, even cartoons. If, you know, is there a nerdy character out there who you feel doesn't have a great movie and you really want to see it? Like, now, whether that's Fantastic Four, whether you want to make the argument for Superman, you know, or whether you want to be like, you know what, I'd love to see a live action Voltron.
Mm-hmm. Man, that's a great question, dude.
Kind of putting you on the spot. I know.
Yeah. I mean, character that can you edit this so to take out some of my thinking time?
Nah. Let me ask you this. But I know you love The Punisher.
Yeah.
Oh. Did you like either of the movies?
No.
Okay.
yeah. Especially that one with John Travolta. So. Oh my god. You know, here's a character who has great movies, but I feel is not appreciated as much as she should be.
Mm.
Ripley from Aliens and Alien.
Ah, that's a good choice.
I mean, I will go back and revisit Ripley. She,
sorry.
Bless you. She's just a normal human being under duress. And she rises to the occasion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
Sigourney Weaver is an amazing actress.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's probably no more seminal action sci-fi film of my youth than Aliens.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't mind seeing more Ripley. Maybe even Sigourney Weaver as like an older Ripley. Oh, did she die in the...
She dies in 3.
Yeah.
But
is that the David Fincher one?
Yes. Yeah. But in 4, they resurrect her as a clone.
Yeah.
And
then,
yeah.
And then now Neil Blomkamp is on this interesting holding pattern with his Alien movie because now Ridley Scott wants to make all these Prometheus movies.
Yes.
And for me, that's irritating because Neil Blomkamp had Sigourney Weaver in his movie and he was basically going to be like, in my universe only Aliens 1 and 2 happened.
Mm-hmm. Did Chappie pull the rug out from under that a little bit?
A little bit, I think so.
Like a way underperformed.
And he shared a lot of the artwork from it, of the older Ripley and the older Michael Biehn and stuff like that, and it looks amazing.
It does.
Mm-hmm. And I kind of want that instead of Ridley Scott's Alien movies.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you one other thing I wouldn't mind seeing. Like I wouldn't mind seeing a superhero played by someone like really like who's a real departure, who would add just some straight up like insanity or weirdness to mm-hmm. it. Like I wouldn't mind Steve Buscemi like playing.
Oh, yeah, superhero.
Like a superhero.
Oh, that's awesome.
But back to the original question. So I feel like Ripley's underappreciated. I would love just more that character is one of my faves, and I feel like I don't hear like Ripley doesn't get enough love. And then, this is kind of an obvious one, but Boba Fett and or just a straight up Star Wars bounty hunter movie.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I feel like that just the wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Some of the rumors out there may give you that sooner than you think.
Gotcha. Yeah, so, yeah, yeah. I've heard talk. I heard like they were hot on a standalone Boba Fett for a mm-hmm. while. That kind of died down. But yeah, a Star Wars bounty hunters film with mm-hmm. like just a divergent tone from anything
yeah.
we've
mm-hmm.
seen Star Wars wise. That would scratch a real itch.
I would like to see that movie as well. And I think it would be. For something like the Star Wars stories, like that would hit that itch because right now I feel the Star Wars stories need to do everything they can to feel different from episodes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think that would really lean into that.
Yes.
Yeah.
For sure. And it would give them a chance to just, let's go a little crazy. Cause like, mm-hmm. you know, Rogue One, I liked it. And that last half hour was just a joy. But it was still about blowing up a Death Star.
Yeah.
Right.
You know? Yeah. I want something totally non-Death Star related.
Yeah. Let's get a non-Death Star Wars movie.
Yes. Yeah. And I'm sure we'll have it with the Han Solo origin or young Han Solo or whatever. And but
Han
Kama Solo, yes. If that is his real name, which it's not, I guess.
It's not.
Yeah. But
supposedly. Yeah. His real name is Jimmy McGill.
Probably.
But yeah, that would be fun to see. And then you get some Jabba in there.
That's the Solo movie I want to see. Yeah. Jabba.
Maybe that's secretly who Woody Harrelson's playing.
Oh, it's Jabba.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm in. If anybody could bring that puppet back to life, it's Woody. Yeah. It is Woody.
There you go.
The motion capture performance of Woody Harrelson as Jabba.
No. He would just be the voice. Andy Serkis would be the mocap performance.
Andy Serkis.
Let's be honest.
Okay.
Although your guy Benedict Cumberbatch, he did some wicked mocap for the dragon.
Smile.
I know, I watched it.
Yeah.
It was bad. It was super bad. My English boyfriend let me down.
All right, Hal. Thanks again for talking to us some more here on Geekish Lesson Extra. Tell our patrons where they can find you on the internet.
Heck yeah! You can hit me up on Twitter at Hal Rudnick, HALRUDNICK. Same for Instagram, and we're dropping a new Screen Junkies episode every Thursday on YouTube. And then if you're in LA, I'm doing comedy stuff all the time at the UCB Theater in Los Angeles, doing the Tournament of Nerds, the Midnight Show, which is my sketch group. And then I'm also in a show of solo comedy performers called Characters Welcome over there. That's a lot. But yeah, come down to the UCB, see some live comedy.
Nice. Go check all that stuff out. Hal's a really funny guy. Believe us. We're not just saying that because he's looking right into our eyes right now.
Thank you.
Thank you for all your support on Patreon. It's because of your support is the reason why we get to do extra stuff like this. So thank you. I'm Jason Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson.
And we'll see you next week, you podcast listening to monkeys.